Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, this is Nick Coya with the Portage County Safety Council, and I'm here with Mike from the Portage County Safety Council. How you doing, Mike?
Good. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing good. You know, Mike and I were talking the other day, and we talked about how to use podcasts to improve safety, because Portage County Safety Council has been releasing these podcasts now for a little over a year, and we thought this is a good time to step back and release a special episode on how to use this to improve safety within your organization. So one of the things that we found when we were talking about this is that podcasting is becoming more and more popular in the United States. In fact, Mike found that 64% of the population is now familiar with the term podcasting. And if you think about that, Mike, 64% familiar with what podcasting is of the entire population. So that takes the newborn all the way to the 100-year-old person living in the U.S. Two-thirds of the population is pretty good.
Absolutely. And I've heard, Nick, which is a pretty profound statement, that podcast is the new radio. Much like Netflix, how it's impacted cable TV and movies and different things like that, podcasting is a new radio. So if you think about historically, the magnitude of radio is now people are doing it on demand on their phone. Another fascinating thing is the second most popular podcasting genre is education. So not only, if you think about that, not only are people just coming for entertainment and things like that, they're actually, you know, like you think about radio, how much education was in radio, maybe NPR, PBS, and a couple things, but people are actually specifically going to podcasting to get more educated.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I drive a lot for my job. I'm traveling all over. I'm on the road a lot every day. And I used to be a radio junkie listening to music and different radio stations. But over the past several years, I've switched over to podcasting and audiobooks. I have a library list that I operate out of on a weekly basis. Percentage of that is education, you know, improving my mindset from finances to safety to, you know, just politics or whatever that may be. And then there's entertainment in there too. And that leads us to the other amazing stat is that 65% of monthly podcast listeners have been listening for less than 3 years.
That's so mind-blowing.
Yeah, so it's really growing fast and quick.
65% of listeners have just started in the last 3 years. Podcasting has been around for decades. It just hasn't been to the magnitude because we haven't had access to it. You know, think about your old desktop computers we had 15, 20 years ago. You know, we still had podcasting back then, but it wasn't relevant to most of us because it was inconvenient. It was clunky. You know, I remember when I first got into podcast like 10, 15 years ago, I get the 100 CD spindle, the CDRs, you remember?
Right.
I downloaded my computer and I have to burn. A lot of inconvenience there. So now with smart devices, what you're seeing is tons of different people have access to it. I use an Apple Podcast app. So right on my iPhone, I just go right there, type in Portage County Safety Council. It pops up on my phone. I subscribe to it. Every Monday when those new releases come out, it automatically downloads without me having to think about it. So when I think about if I go to drive or I'm traveling for work, I'm like, hey, let me pop up the podcast app and see what's new and fresh out there. It's kind of like just fresh education news right to your inbox or right to your podcast app or whatever you use.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. And I think that's part of the reason we have that increase. In fact, 71% of podcast listeners listen on a smartphone. And I think that helps us debunk one of the first myths that we talked about. A lot of people, we hear feedback on, as we've gone through this project. And one of the things that we've heard is, well, I can't listen to it at work because my work blocks social media access or my computer doesn't have audio. This has nothing to do with social media or audio on your computer. These are pieces that you can easily have on your phone, pop in some earbuds or attach it to your Bluetooth speaker or your Bluetooth car and take off and listen.
Absolutely. And most podcast apps now, there's tons for Droid devices, for iOS devices. There's tons of different apps that cross platforms. For example, the Portage County Safety Council podcast, we're on iTunes. If you have the whole podcast app, anyone could access that through your iTunes account. Google Play. So Google Play, we have access there. Spotify, which is a multiple platform streaming service, right? Stitcher, Podbean, and the list goes on and on. What I notice is we've done this over the last year in 2018, Nick, and as we're moving into 2019, the difference is too, I noticed there's these other podcast apps I never heard of, and they actually take your stream information and they start putting you on their stream and you have no, you're like, what the heck are all these things? I never put the podcast on there.
Yeah.
And it starts to go. So the cool thing is if you're at work, you're on site, you pull out your smartphone or your tablet, you pull any smart device, you hit one of those apps and you just hit play. You're seconds away from a toolbox talk, from a meeting icebreaker, any of those things. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And so we did a little survey to talk to the Portage County Safety Council members because they're a captive audience that we have. And we were looking at how are they utilizing our podcasts at this point. And we found that 31% of the people polled, so not entire membership, but those polled, are using this just to stay informed. It's a way to gather some information and hear about what's going on. We also saw that we're seeing about 8% sharing that safety info with staff and colleagues. And that's kind of a low number, 18%, but it's happening. And that's what we want to talk about today, is how can you better get this and use this tool to get out there. So one of the things that we want to talk about is really our top five tips of how to use podcasts to improve safety in your workplace. And I think the number one way, and this has already been answered, 31% of our population does this, is to stay informed.
Absolutely.
So if you're new to safety, or you're experienced with safety, and you just want to hear another spin on it, that's what the podcast is for. We, through our podcast recordings, do both chats and talks, those short minute toolbox talks or those long chats where we do roundtable discussions. But it's a way for you to stay up to date with some of the newest information when we bring in the experts in the field to talk about what's happening. If you have new people on your safety committee, I recommend that you pass this information on to them and say, tell them, hey, once a week, take a chance and listen to this information. There's a chance for you to gather really good nuggets to help you in your process.
You and I were talking before this recording, Nick, and it's such a big deal, especially in manufacturing. What we're seeing is there's not real genuine trained safety managers in a lot of companies, especially the smaller mom and pop, maybe under 50, under 100, 150 employees. So you have a quality manager who might also be the safety manager. You have a human resource manager that might also be the safety manager. So they may not be a trained or certified or expert in that field, but they may have taken on that job responsibilities. To me, that's a perfect way for that non-trained safety professional that is just coming into the world from a different discipline to come in and start being informed and trained in the world of safety.
Yeah, so that leads us into really our point two of how to use safety podcasts to improve safety is professional development. Oftentimes, we're put into a new role, especially in those small organizations, like you said, and this is a chance for them to grasp the basics of those. But the truth of the matter is, it's still powerful for those that are seasoned safety people too. I don't know how often I go sit and listen to a safety presentation, and it's the topic that I've heard a million times, right? Heard about ladder safety 100,000 times everywhere I go, but it seems like every time a speaker comes up, they spin the story a little bit differently or come out with a new piece of equipment that I'm able to add to my development and then pass on to my customers. So professional development, no matter if you're a seasoned safety person or brand new to it, podcasts are a way to help you get to that point. You know, the third point that we have here is sharing safety information with staff and colleagues. And this is goes for safety, but any other genre of information out there too that's trying to pass on in your organization.
Absolutely. And it's when I think about this, Nick, I think about, you know, we do a monthly newsletter at the Portage County Safety Council where we share these links. Does your company have a monthly newsletter that you send out? Maybe you send a link with that email. If it's printed, maybe you just reference that so employees have access to that information. Family and Community Services, they have an HR third-party platform called Paylocity that we use. And so what we do is they actually put a safety news folder with links to our podcast on there. So all 5,600 employees at the agency can now, at a drop of a dime in seconds through their smartphone, can access local and relevant workplace safety information. It's just a powerful tool.
Yeah, and another easy way to share this information with your staff and colleagues is just to put it on your intranet. Many companies have this webpage that you go to when you log into your computer. That's an easy place to pop a link to that podcast and, you know, cover an important topic. You know, we have great topics on slips, trips, and falls. You know, we're recording this now in the winter season. It's starting to get cold out there. Ice is coming. It's a great chance to pop that onto your homepage and say, hey, take a listen to this couple minute chat or talk about slips, trips, and falls, prepare yourself for winter, and hopefully reduce an injury.
Absolutely. That leads us to number four, Nick. It's a refresher, a recap, particularly of our monthly meeting topics. So many times, I know this was motivation for us when we first started our podcast, is this. We'd have a great speaker come in, and let's say the human resource manager is there, and she says, oh my goodness, I wish my maintenance supervisor was here. He couldn't be here because he has some things going on. I wish he could hear today's message and presentation. He so needs to hear this. And we heard that a lot. So one thing that we started doing is not only doing a follow-up interview with our speakers, but most of the speakers we started doing is actually recording their presentation. So you have recorded live audio so you can literally go back and share that, email that with your staff that weren't able to physically go to the meeting.
Yeah, you know, refresher and recapping of the meeting info is great. And that was what the main driver behind why we did this. And I think that, you know, especially with the addition of the new technology we have to record those live presentations, it gives you a chance to go back, because not everybody gets to leave and hang out at the safety council meeting with us. And some people may not be members, but we still want to spread that word and, you know, really plant the seed of safety across the United States. This is a chance for us to do that and get that information out.
Yeah, in fact, a human resource manager at Astro Products, one of our members, Irene, couldn't make it. She comes every month. She emails me, Mike, I don't want to miss this meeting, but I have to. We have another event that's already planned. I don't want to miss this. Do you have the PowerPoint? I have it even better. We're going to have a follow-up interview podcast, and we're going to have the entire audio recorded live. Now, the experience speech is going to be different. You're not going to be in the room when the questions are being asked. You may not see the videos that don't come through the podcast. You're not going to see the presentation. So we definitely recommend showing up. You're going to get more out of it. You're going to get the visuals. You're going to get the atmosphere. You're going to get Guido's. That's everyone's favorite right there. But you are going to get a piece of it, especially for the ones that may be less visual in nature, but the content of just the words that are being articulated, the way the stories that you hear of safety and success stories are real powerful things. So Irene was able to access all those tools, and she was real thankful for it. So that's one good thing about having a podcast available.
Yeah. You know, and the last thing that we have on our list of tips of how to improve safety, and when I got involved in this project, this was the biggest point for me, and that's a supplemental training tool. I know out in the field, one of the complaints I often hear is I'm tired of talking about toolbox talks, or toolbox talks is nothing but a writing exercise we do where everybody signs in because everybody's tired of hearing me talk about it. Or maybe you're just uncomfortable presenting the information because you are an HR professional. You're not a safety professional. It's not something you normally do. So how do you overcome that? Well, we've come up with this great tool called Safety Talks, where it's a very short 2 to 5 minute presentation.
Right.
It's your toolbox talk, but we bring in professionals who know the topic and are recording it. It's a different voice, it's a different perspective. And all you have to do is go out on the floor with your smartphone, maybe a Bluetooth speaker, and click play, and everybody's able to listen to it. And guess what? You get to win over the crowd by doing nothing.
Right.
But being
absolutely
there. So I think it's a really big piece. I mean, there's other places that this supplemental comes in too. I know I've started utilizing this in some of my trainings. When I do trainings, I will link into my Prezi account or into my PowerPoint presentations, podcasts, and I'll do little audio clips of information from other people so that the listeners that I'm training, you know, if I do an 8-hour class, people don't like to listen to the same person for 8 hours.
Right.
It becomes boring.
Yeah.
No matter how much energy I throw at this, I got to find a way to, you know, spice it up a little bit. And these podcasts have been a very easy piece to do. And lastly, is you have the chance of tying in, you know, company, your web portal, your intranets, just having that podcast piece. And maybe it's something you run with yourself. You start recording your meetings, your presentations, and you put them out there for people that can't attend.
Absolutely. And one last comment before we go, Nick, I do want to say this in the statistics, kind of just overlooked this for a minute, is you do an amazing presentation that we'll be releasing shortly called Engaging Millennials in the Workforce. And when I was looking over the podcast stats today, I just wanted to put this out there to our audience. 44% of podcast listeners are between the ages of 18 and 34. So you're talking nearly half of podcast listeners are from 18 to 34.
And that's that millennial group that really is going to be the majority of your workforce in the next 5 years here.
But there's even better news.
Because it doesn't end there. And this is what comes in my presentation. What works to engage those millennials also works for those other generations. Because what percentage of people between 35 and 54 listen?
33%. So a third of podcast listeners are that other half of the workforce. Ages 35 to 54. Yeah, they're, and I think 55 and up, I think it was 16%. So even the senior folks or, you know, the more senior folks are listening to podcasts, just not as much. But a third are ages 35 to 54. And that millennial generation, you know, around 18 to 34.
So you're capturing almost all your workforce population with a podcast. It's something that they're starting to engage in. They've listened to at some point in their life and they understand what it is. And it's a way to leverage a tool, be it from a safety standpoint, a leadership standpoint or a culture standpoint. This is one of many tools that I talk about that you can start to leverage to embrace your workforce, to make them safer, and to build a stronger culture.
And we understand this is new. And for a lot of people, you look, there's still, 64% of people in the U.S. are familiar with what a podcast is. That means more than a third of the country still doesn't even know what a podcast is. So there's still a lot of room to grow. I believe this market, when you look at the industry data from 2017, 2018, it's significant year after year growth, even going back 10 years. And I don't see it stopping as cell phone use continues to grow and smart devices and tablets get cheaper and cheaper. The market's going to become larger and more relevant. So if you haven't considered doing this, or you're one of those people like podcast, Schmodcast, I'm not really sure how that's going to work. You know, obviously, we're probably speaking to podcast listeners since we're doing a podcast today, but pass this on to those people that may not be completely sold. Send them this episode and let them know just listen. Listen to how you could use it. Listen to how other people are using it. And listen to the stats that come with it, because this is another way you can introduce and grow safety in your organization.
Yeah, and I see podcasts growing, because I'll leave you with this thought. You know, we live in a society of instant gratification now. Fast food, you pull up, it's ready, you eat, you go. we don't have to sit around and wait forever for that dinner to be cooked. We went from a TV watching family that had to be home at certain days, at certain times to see the favorite show, to now it's on demand where I can watch the entire season in one sitting if I want to. Well, that's where radio is going. This podcasting is that instant gratification of that knowledge that you're trying to obtain. And that's how podcasting works. So this is a great tool. I encourage you to look at, you know, in 2019, look at how you can start to implement this into your work a little bit. Use this as a tool to strengthen the culture, the safety culture within your organization. And maybe you'll even find there's, you know, some other educational pieces and podcasts that you start to venture out into and make yourself a more rounded listener to podcasts and bring new knowledge to the workplace.
Just remember, Portage County Safety Council podcast is available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and primarily our main site is on Podbean.
Yeah, and how much does it cost them to listen to our podcast?
Absolutely nothing.
That's the best part, and that's the greatest thing about podcasting is that you get all this information at no cost. So what we want you to do is take a chance, pass this off to your friends that may not be doing the podcast thing yet, and then start to implement this in your workplace. And in the meantime, be safe, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.